before you sit down, let's quickly go into the Word of God. Holy Spirit, you help me today, as always. Matthew chapter 14, and we will read from verse 14 to 21. Matthew 14, we will read verses 14 to 21. Thereafter, we will read Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. Ephesians 3 and verse 20. So let's start from Matthew chapter 14, from verse 14 to 21. Give me the King James Version. King James Version. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Shall we read together, brethren? Want to go? Jesus saw the huge crowd as he stepped from the boat, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Now stop there first. He said, he saw. He saw. He had compassion, and then he healed. He saw. He had compassion, and he healed. He saw it. He was moved by compassion. And the compassion triggered healing. Glory be to Jesus. Okay, let's move on. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, it's on the same day. Hello, somebody. On the same day. Miracles have already taken place. That same day, the disciples came to him in the evening. And they said, this is a desert place. And the time is now past. Not their statement. Mark that in your heart. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals. Victuals means provision, whatever they need. Glory to God. But Jesus said unto them, they need not depart. Note that what he said was different from what they are asking. His response was different. But Jesus said unto them, they need not depart. Give ye them to eat. Glory to God. They said there is nothing. Jesus said, let them sit and give them to eat. Eat what? Oh! Let's go on. And they say unto him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes, which is just about enough for you, Jesus, and us who are the ogres. Hallelujah. At least we are among us. That would be enough for us. Hello? He said, bring them hither to me. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and he broke and he gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full, 21. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men besides women and children. Now let's go to Ephesians 3 and verse 20. Ephesians 3 and verse 20. The book of Ephesians, chapter 3, and verse 20. Now, do you have the Passion Translation? Give me the Passion Translation of that. You have it now. Hallelujah. Okay, give me whichever one you have. Let's read. Now unto him that is able. Now read, I can't hear your voice. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. praise God forevermore. Now let me read from the TPT translation. And it says, never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all. For his miraculous power constantly energizes you. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for the gift of your word. Thank you for what your word is about to do in our midst today. Thank you that it's coming with power, with authority. That everyone under the sound of my voice will hear your voice and they will hearken to it. Thank you, Lord, that this word today will be mixed with faith, that it will profit every listener, every hearer. And it will turn to them for testimonies and praise reports and voices of thanksgiving. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Satan, get thee out of this place. This gathering is not for you. You are not invited into this place. Therefore, we destroy all your works by the power in the name of Jesus. All your influences are terminated by the power in the name of Jesus. Every blind eye opens now to see what God is showing them. Every deaf ear is open now to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying expressly. Every heart receives understanding right now. By the power in the word of God. In Jesus' precious name. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for doing much more than we have asked. Blessed be the name of the Lord forevermore. In Jesus' name. I title today's message, you may be seated. Take off the limits. Take off the limits for an overflow. Hallelujah. Take off the limits for an overflow. Take off the limit. Let me start by sharing with you something that happened after the accident that I had with my car. One or two people asked me, you know, when they learned about the accident and said, ask me a question. And the question was, I hope, is your car comprehensively insured? Hello? They asked me, I hope you have insurance, because you see, when your car is involved in any accident, if you have an insurance, a valid insurance policy, then you can claim from your insurer for damages. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, one or two people asked me that question. I said, Do you have insurance policy at least to cover the expenses of the damage to your vehicle? And I replied them. And I said, yes, I have insurance. But to them, they probably were thinking about insurance policy that I have obtained from an insurance company. Hello, somebody. But the insurance that I have is in the blood of the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I took a policy the day that I gave my life to Jesus. I took that policy, hallelujah, that insured my life, insured my resources, insured my properties, insured my possessions, insured my belongings, insured my investments. Can I hear an amen? I have learned in my walk with God that the power of life and death is in my tongue. I have learned in my walk with God that words are seeds and seeds are powerful. I have learned from the word of God that for every word that I speak, I will eat the fruit thereof. So I'm training my myself to speak what I really want to see. So when they asked me, do you have an insurance policy? I didn't say, I do not have. I said, I have insurance. Glory be to Jesus. Because the blood of Jesus is my insurance policy against every battle and whatever fight that the enemy puts up against me. Can I hear an amen? As sure as your soul liveth, and as sure as God liveth, and his throne remains, every naira that I needed, God supplied, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. He paid for the damages. Glory to God. You see, in life, whether you like it or not, you will be faced with certain situations that will seem impossible. It will seem impossible. All the data will tell you this is not possible. I cannot reach this. I haven't what it takes. Because you see, nobody really plans. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it is wrong for you to go and take insurance policy, whether it's life insurance or, you know, for your goods, services, whatever. I'm not spoiling markets for insurance companies. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But what I'm saying is that to some of us, I don't know. You know, when it comes to insurance, there are different policies. There are different grades. There's some they call premium, some comprehensive, some third party. Hello? The third party is, you hit somebody, they hit you on your own. You take care of your own. Praise the Lord. You are the one that will be responsible to take care of your vehicle. That's what it means. They can't take care of the vehicle of the other person because insurance does not cover whatever you hit. Are you hearing me? Glory to God. But thanks be unto God, because the insurance in the blood of Jesus covers everything. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. It covers everything. Everything. The price Jesus paid on the cross covers for everything. Glory be to Jesus. It is an insurance that will cover you so that he will feed you, heal you, fill you, lead you. Hallelujah. It covers it all. And we need to understand that the price Jesus paid, that he died to redeem us, was a price he paid in full. It is paid off totally, absolutely, completely. It covers every area of your life. In other words, if he can heal you, he can also feed you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now let me quickly go to the text. You see what I mean. In that verse 14, something amazing happened. Jesus saw the people, and the Bible said he was moved with compassion, and then he healed them all. He healed all of them. So the miraculous healing power was made available. That same day, the disciples said it was not possible for the people to be fed. And a lot of us, we are like that, Christians. You believe that, yes, God did that for me, but this one is too difficult for God. I don't think God can come through for me on this one. This one is too big. Why? Because we are always trying to put God to fit in into our own mentality. God is bigger than your mentality. What you cannot fathom, God has already worked it out. Now, you don't know the future, but all you need is to know He that holds the future, and for Him to be with you, and for you to stick with Him. That's all you need. He will take care of the future. Glory be to God. We always try to fit God in into how we process what we are going through. Forgetting that in our own understanding, we are limited. But God is not limited. He is a God of limitless possibilities. So the things that are impossible with men, with God, they are what? They are possible. Glory to God. They said, it's not possible. Send these people away. Now, I want you to know two things that these disciples said. May you be in the company of people that are bold, courageous, people that have a track record of radical faith. Because those are the kind of people that we need in the days that we are living in. You don't need people who are shallow-bellied Christians, who cannot see beyond their nose, who can never see anything better than where they are. No, you don't need to company with those people. They are viruses. Hallelujah. But God did not destine us to be viruses. He actually destined us to be vaccines. That's why he says, you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Glory to God. Two things. Help me put that as scripture up there. Two reasons why they said, disperse these people. Let them go. Let them go and fend for themselves. They have received healing. That's enough. Now they are hungry. Let them go and buy what they will eat. And that's how some of us think. You think that God hasn't got the power to feed you. That he cannot feed you. What concerns God with your food? He's interested in everything about your life. Hallelujah. Amen. The price he paid it to watch over your welfare, your well-being, and your wellness. He's concerned. Praise the Lord. One, they said, this place is a desert place. In other words, it's barren. Nothing can happen here. Hallelujah. This place is a desert place. You all know a desert. Hello? Nothing can happen. In a desert, you know, you plant things, it won't grow. So there is no way there can be growth. Hallelujah. This is a desert. This is a barren land. It can be fruitful. Nothing fruitful can come out of a barren land. So they said, this is a desert place. There can be no food. Nothing to feed the people with. Hello? What's the second thing? They said, time has expired with which any meaningful thing can happen. Just like the case of Sarah, that the Bible says she had passed the age of what? Childbearing. They said time had passed. In other words, the way the disciples were thinking was natural and carnal. They could not see beyond the natural. Can you imagine? You are in the place of prayer. You are telling Jesus Christ why something will not work. Who is God? You or Jesus? They were telling him, Send these people away. Because this is a desert, no fruitfulness. This time has passed. In other words, they have limited themselves to calendar. But when God wants to work in a situation, the calendar is suspended. I thought somebody would receive that. Calendar is suspended. You see, even your medical people have some level of understanding. When they said a woman at a particular age, they said she reaches menopause. Amen? They said once a woman has reached the stage of menopause, giving birth to children is an impossibility. Hallelujah. Because menopause means she will not be seeing her periods anymore. In which case, she's not producing eggs anymore. Hello? And without the eggs, there can be no conception. Ah! That is what medicine said. Medicine said that. Not the Holy God. Not the Word of God. But medicine said that. Thank God for medicine. But all glory to the Holy Father. They said, oh, the woman has reached menopause. By English grammar and language itself, that word already tells you something can happen after menopause. Because if you have a machine, he says, stop, rewind, pause. Glory to God. You know that pause is temporary. Meaning pause can be subjected to a change. Oh, come on, put your hands together for Jesus. So whatever is a menopause is subject to change. It is not a menostop. It is a menopause. Hallelujah. But these disciples, just like a lot of us Christians, we are the ones putting a limit on God. That's why I keep telling you that there is no problem on God's side. The problem is always on the receiving side. Because you limit God. You bring God to your own level. No, God wants to bring you to his own level. For the Bible says, we are seated in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. That's where your seat is. Why are you going to sit under? Glory be to Jesus. Stop limiting the power of God and his manifestation in your life by bringing God to your own human understanding. The Bible says, trust in the Lord and lean not unto your own understanding. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Acknowledge him. They refuse to acknowledge. This same God, on the same day that healed everybody. Do you know what it means to heal people? No matter the disease, he healed everyone. That place. That same day, they were still limiting him. Okay, we saw that you performed that miracle, but the fountain of grace must have dried up by now. No, the fountain of grace will continue to flow eternally. It never runs dry. Hallelujah. The amazing grace never runs dry. But they limited him and said nothing can happen. Disperse them. Let them fend for themselves. Oh, they can't heal themselves. They need miracle for healing. But when it comes to their bread, we don't need miracle. Let me go and walk with my hands. Many people are walking and they are getting nothing. Pastor Ade shared his testimony today. He said, God, I'm banking on you. I'm banking on you. In other words, he's not banking on his own human will or effort. He probably have tried, but this business is not rolling in. And I have needs to meet. And those needs are confronting me right now. Especially when your needs are time bound. Glory to God. And they said, God, I'm banking on you that you will come through for me. And what did God do? He said, well, if he's banking on me, then I've got to show up. Are you banking on God? Help me ask your neighbor. Are you banking on God? Or you are still banking on your human efforts? Hallelujah. Are you banking on your human efforts? Hallelujah. Too many of us are so utterly bound that we have, when it comes to coming into what God has for us in abundance, we are completely heavenly useless. Why? Because we limit God and fit him in into our own defective understanding of the supernatural. What are they saying? God can't do this. Over 5,000 people. Where is what we are going to feed them with? That's what faith is all about. Faith is not about what you already can see. Faith is about what you cannot see, yet you believe that he exists. That's what faith is all about. Glory to God. Sometimes you are talking faith, other people are listening to you, they think that you are mad. I said, yes. Because any man or any woman who is walking by faith to the world is mad. Because faith is madness. Hallelujah. Amen. Faith is being out of your mind. Yeah. When people say, are you out of your mind? Oh, yeah. Faith people are people that are out of their minds. They have suspended their minds. Their minds is not ruling. The word is ruling. Glory be to Jesus. That's it. I shared the testimony of, you know, one of our staff in the church. In Yaba then. And the wife, pregnant. And they said, we are going to do cesarean operation. They said you should go and bring 40,000. You know what 40,000 would be? That's almost two decades and more ago. 40,000 to pay for the CS. He hadn't got the money. I ain't got the money either. So, whatever we have is what we're going to use. All I know is this girl must deliver. And before her due date, she had come to me. I had prayed with her. And I had prayed that she would give birth like the Hebrew women. That there would be no complications in her delivery. We had both prayed that prayer. Her stomach was big. She's a small lady. And on the day of delivery, if she was in labor, they said they still have to do the CS. The devil said, I thought you prayed. Sorry. You are not a prayer success. Hey, prayer failure. You see, now they are saying this. I was angry in my spirit. The guy came about 11 p.m. in the night to my house. I entered my guest toilet. I said, Father, this day, I put my salvation on the line. It's either I'm saved or I'm not saved today. If this girl does not deliver by my word. Now, that's another level. We'll explain that when you grow up. Because when Elijah spoke and said, there shall not be rain for 3 years, he didn't say, thus saith the Lord. It was the word of Elijah, but God backed it up. Hallelujah. Amen. I left. I told the guy, go back to the hospital. Before you get there, she will deliver. Before he got there, she had delivered. In fact, the nurses, the midwife, one of them just walked into the laborer and said, hey, the head is out. The head is out. And they brought the baby out. They didn't have to pay. I don't have the money.